Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, you know, at BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. You can give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Yes, very important day in regard to over the weekend, had Black Lives Matter in regard to black deaths and custody, marches around this beautiful country. And we're going to catch up with another deadly brother. We've got Marindu Yana on the line. Marindu, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Morning, brother. Morning to all the countrymen out there.
And thank you very much for coming on, Cass. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Marindu.
I'm a gang leader man from the Mungabai backtown to Dumaji Territory region, from the Gunamulla clan, one of 10 clans within the gang leader.
Beautiful, lovely footprint, brother, connection there. Thank you very much. Look, we had the loss of a brother in George Floyd over in the States that shone the light on the 430-odd black fellas' death in custody in this country. There it is, brother. We had the marches over the weekend, and we'll never resilient people, and we'll keep marching, brother, and keep talking.
Yeah, brother, I think it's deadly. I think we need to be really strategic about this. If you see the global movement that's occurring, there is a system in place that uprising is against. Mm. And they're very powerful, they're very intelligent, and we need to be very strategic, because I think after all of this, after all is done, all the dust has settled, one of two things will have happened. We would have either created real reform, mm-hmm. or the police will be a more militarized, a far more brutal police force than ever. This is an extremely important battle, and it needs to be consistent and very strategic. We can't just march and go home feeling good. We have to have a series of rolling marches and strategic ones. For example, when there's international visitors or events that we can really embarrass the government of the day internationally, things like that. If we've got all this energy and people can only march once in a while because of their busy lives or things, then we need to be strategic when we do it. But I think it's great all around, well overdue, and I think also we've got to be careful to learn from the past and not reinvent the wheel in places. A lot of the answers we still haven't implemented from the Ricky Dick way back the 80s, the Royal Commission Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, yeah. used a lot of brilliant ideas by a lot of brilliant leaders of ours across the breadth of this nation that put in place some real reforms that have never been implemented. So rather than reinvent the wheel, I encourage all our young people to go back and study Ricky Dick, because it had the best of a lot of our people's ideas in there, and the government's just never been forced to make those reforms.
Mm. So it is a tool, a powerful tool, and like you said, strategically need to do it and use the tool in our favour in regards to, well, repetition, mother of all schools, and keep pounding and knocking on the doors to make the movement become strong and have changes in this country, yep?
Absolutely, brother. You know, it's just gone on too long. It's people have had enough, and people have had enough for a long time. It's just a lot of others are waking up, and strangely I think COVID has assisted us. I think the reason my understanding of it is so many people have been at home globally around the world, not caught up in their so busy lives that they've had time to actually look at and research and study these things, and it's had their full attention, where if life was going on as normal, people, you know, only got time for a quick meal, a quick yarn, everyone wants shit quick. So I think that's worked in our favour on this. It's helped highlight the issue.
For sure, brother, for sure. And like I said, it was a hollow when you had non-Indigenous journalists over in America talking about the death of George Floyd and saying stuff like it doesn't happen in our country and we live in a great country. I mean, even Prime Minister mentioned it. I mean, how wrong were they?
Well, they're certainly factually wrong. But that's what I mean. These are the intelligent powers that be, and that is the disinformation campaign we have to combat. That is a deliberate lie. It's done deliberately for a lot of reasons. It's a propaganda war versus the truth. So Sky News is probably the worst. They got 20 talking heads on there that are just rabid, bloody frothing at the mouth of racists. But that's why I say what I said earlier, that we'll blow that away in 1 second if we march at the Olympics or things that are international events here. So
exactly.
That'll show the world, you know, rather than have one talking head propaganda dude from Australia telling lies overseas, the people be like, mate, I can see it for myself. And
exactly.
the breadth of the protests across the nation and the size of them certainly made him look like an idiot.
Exactly. And in regard to the marches, we're very strong. There are a bit of flack coming from different people, governments, and regarding the COVID-19. But that's the price we'll pay in regarding getting our message out there.
I just see that as people willing to take a sacrifice, and including their putting their own health or lives on the line for the greater good. You know, that's a sacrifice and one that's needed. At least we're choosing to get sick or die by choice, not by bloody having someone put their knee on us till we no longer can breathe. We didn't have a choice and that sort of stuff, you know?
Exactly. What's your thought on regarding China maybe pulling out of Australia regarding business and investing in this country? We've got the big island, the beautiful big island, our beautiful land, and rich in so many industries as such. We don't need them if that's the case.
I think the world's in for a rude shock. A few facts of, we should never be dependent on anyone. No human should, you know. You should spread your eggs out into different baskets, diversify, so to speak, etc.
Yep.
Never be reliant on one person. I try to be self-reliant. I mean, we used to make the best cars and many best things in the world here in one day, and now we've sold all our national products, you know. Nearly everything's gone overseas. But one thing I think the world's in for a rude awakening is that 99%, or some crazy amount like that, a fair amount, or pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
Generic drugs that everyone requires. China used to produce 35% at one stage. And then, see, this is the global elite. They all shifted. China didn't steal jobs. Everyone shifted jobs over there because the Chinese can work cheap, like anywhere in the Asia.
Yes.
They were getting slave labor, and these companies are making bigger profits. Those companies went there from Australia. They went there from America deliberately for cheaper wages so they could avoid our laws in this country that make them pay a fair wage to Aussies. So we really need to bring these companies to task. But I think China, when people go to pull out, are going to realize, well, hang on, it's going to take another 3 to 8 years to re-establish those industries in Australia, in Europe, etc., to produce our own pharmaceuticals, etc. You can't just separate overnight. So China's very smart, I think. They didn't deliberately do this without having all those hooks in everyone. So I think when all the dust settles, people are going to realize they're almost a junkie. They're far more dependent on China, and that's to entirely. But they're far more dependent on China than they realize. As to foreign ownership in this country, I'm against all foreign ownership, if anything. And the Chinese don't own that much when you look at the English and the Americans. They actually own more country in this country and more land. And they also hold Pine Gap, which is a sovereign land for the Americans. They have a sovereign military base near bloody Alice Springs there.
So a lot of work to be done in that area, and we need to be strong as Australians and looking doing, MYOB, mind your own business here on country.
Yeah, that's it, my brother. And the good thing, I suppose, one good thing out of it is, it doesn't bode well for our hunters and fishermen who provide and farmers who provide the best beef to the world and the best crayfish and seafood. It, in a strange way, with that big plug in the market and not being able to supply China, we're getting a lot of brilliantly beautiful fresh seafood and Wagyu and the best beef a lot cheaper here in the country worth produced for once, and I think that's great.
Exactly, and have employment here for our own mob here on country. My brother, thank you very much for sharing. Look, all the best to you, my brother. Big shout out to the mob up there, and you take care and stay safe, Murrindu.
Likewise, my brother, to you and all the gang there at Bama Bipa and all the countrymen everywhere.
To you, dearly brother. Take care, bro.
Likewise, bro.
A beautiful yarn there with Marindu Yana, and having his say regarding black deaths in custody and Black Lives Matter, and also talking about the investment of this country in regard to COVID-19 and a rude shock that we're looking forward in regard to change and change for employment in this country and investing back in our own country. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up with Baldy and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people.
Yeah, my people, Chris Phillips here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call in Mob, let's have a yarn. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Going to catch up with Annie Graceland Smallwood on the line. Annie Graceland, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, what a morning, Trevor.
What a morning, my sister. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, darling. Now, you're in Brisbane, is that right?
That's correct.
And you were down there for the march and what did the 22-hour drive and standing up for our mob?
Yeah, about a 22-hour drive. My niece drove me all the way.
Beautiful.
And then we went and protested with 30,000 other people.
Look, beautiful. It's sad. It took a one man African American to pass in America to shine the light on our own backyard and 430 odd black lives killed in this country in regard to black deaths in custody. But it is what it is, and we're resilient people, aren't we?
Absolutely. But our country's always been a hidden secret with the history of colonisation and, in particular, black deaths in custody. So. Well, some people said, yeah, it did take a black man who got murdered on camera and it went internationally. Many of our black deaths in custodies were done behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And now the whole world was watching. And the police force now have to start having serious reform, especially in our country, because black and white people are not going to tolerate this abuse anymore.
Well, exactly, and a peaceful march it was in all our cities, and it looked very important, and we come together strong as one.
Oh, look, it was so deadly. In my 50 years of activism, I've never seen or witnessed anything like it, and it was the highlight of my life to see people of all different races, black, white, straight and gay, Christians, non-Christians, Muslims, you name it, they were there in unity, and it was incredibly well organised. And thanks to the wonderful committee, mostly made up of young people, elders came out and elders spoke. Pastor Hannaway opened up in a word of prayer for a peaceful march, and the message was loud and clear in unity. Many people have placards about the over 400 deaths in custody, and since the Royal Commission, and no charges laid. And in my speech, I spoke in depth about the death of Brother Narunji Dumanji. how there was a great outcome. Never can bring the brothers or sisters back.
No.
But everybody must come together to keep speaking. But I do believe the police commissioner and minister now want reform in our state.
Because we need action from the marches, don't we?
We certainly need action, and that's the only way messages are going to get through. It's a peaceful protest, action from all the protests, and with the millions and millions of people demonstrating around the world, I'm optimistic that we are going to get reform. And 50 years I've been a health professional, and I've coped with every disease in the world except the ugly disease of racism, and that's what we've got to start dealing with as well. Australia's way behind the eight ball, but I believe the younger generation, black and white, will make this change. Once we get the true history out there, a treaty, sovereignty and a Bill of Rights to coincide with our Racial Discrimination Act, I believe our younger people will have a better future than what we've had and now our forefathers and foremothers.
And look, speaking of younger people, very sad to hear a story of young teenagers passing car accident in Townsville, your home city. You want to elaborate on that, Aunt?
Yes, very sad. We're all in sorry business, but we need reform too in juvenile justice and docs. Docs need to start having grassroots Aboriginal people advising them on where the children go. But also, I'm bringing it on to families, individual families, to take control, even though it's very difficult, that we must know where our 12-year-old children are.
Exactly.
And if we don't, we have to start dealing with it. I mean, I know the laws are in place where parents cannot discipline children, but if we have to start having a look at where is our 12-year-olds and 16- and 15-year-olds.
Yeah, if they're not at home, 3 o'clock in the morning.
We have to, we can't just put the whole blame on the system. We're calling on individual families to start intervening and fathers taking their place in their homes and community. As once the fathers are healed, the whole community heals. So these role models can be in place for the healing of all the unresolved grief, loss and trauma.
Yeah, so very, very sad there. And we need to look at ourselves in the mirror. We need to stand strong. And young ones are running right without the discipline, without the love, without culture. So a lot of work to be done on our part as well.
Yes, for sure. We're asking all our families to come together instead of being divided and conquered over the bullshit watered down native title. We need to start focusing because we have the highest black youth suicide rate in the world in our country. And we have the highest incarceration rate of adults and children in our country. And once everyone starts showing unity like these rallies in Australia, we'll start making massive changes to close the gap amongst our people.
Beautiful. Aunty Gracian, thank you very much for sharing. You take care down there. It's cold Brisbane. And all the best. You travel safe on your journey home as well. Aunty Gracian, thank you.
Guatemala.
A beautiful yarn there with Professor Aunty Gracian Smallwood, and look, in Brisbane after the march in Brisbane, and drove 22 hours for the march, and look, strong activist she is, and strong for her people, especially for our young ones. And the message is for us as families, we need to be strong with our young ones as well, in regarding knowing where our 12-year-olds, our 15-year-olds, our 16-year-olds, where are they overnight time, and we need to be strong in that department as well. Have your saying yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to Nurse for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Aye. Listen. I wanna talk to you. Yo, life can be a struggle sometimes, I know you fed up. Lack that motivation in the morning when you get up. Life will take its twists and turns, but keep your head up. Pushing through the weather, hoping it'll get better. Mate, this is drastic, we can't get past it. Tears in your eyes, while they low, we'll bring the casket. I hold you in my heart, but my heart is filled with pain. Looking at your picture on the wall, while it's pouring down with rain. So many brothers gone, now we moan and we grieving. Rest in peace to that King Little Steven. It's time to make change, it's time to do good. What you know about helping out kids in the hood? Tell me why we fight each other when we the same color. I call it out, I see it. If you black, then you my brother. I say it from the heart, real talk, no lacking. Fighting for the people, homie, we can get it cracking. I'ma plant that seed to build that foundation. The future of our nation, the next generation. Young brother, you can do it if the passion's in your heart. I can see the talent deep within your eyes, it's a spark.
We gon' turn it up, we gon' turn it on right now. Black, yellow, red on the flag in the house. We on, young brother, we did it. We on, young brother, we did it. If you're feeling you with me, can you stand up? Put your colors in the air, throw your hands up. Young Tina, young brother, this is your time. Young Tina, young brother, shine like the sunshine.
Shine Like the Sunshine, Little Mace, featuring Burn, Bertie Anderson and Yazza, Two Deadly Mob, and local brothers here from Cairns over in WA at the moment. Big shout out. This is your daily program, National Talkback, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. My brother Tony Gibbs, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Drew. Good morning, everybody. I want to join in the conversation, and good speakers so far today. I want to talk about the police state of Queensland, you know, and as Marindu said, you know, like, they're all soldiers, it doesn't matter what they wear, they've got the guns, it doesn't matter if they've got the beef eater out or not, they got, you know, they're all troopers, and we mustn't forget that in what's happening in Australia today. I saw one guy in Sydney, an Australian guy, and he said, this is what it's like to be Australian for the protest, and I thought, that's right, to join in, we all got to join in, you know.
Yeah,
I know we're not all Australians, but we're all Australians, you know.
Exactly, brother, we're all in the same boat.
So what's one of the deaths in custody that really haunts me and hasn't been mentioned much, and I don't have the paper in front of me, was the one that happened in your country, brother, out there. You know the one I'm talking about? I don't know his name, and probably better I don't say, but it really haunts me. But, because when you're on your own and you're in police custody, you're in fear, and so we live in fear of being in that position, and I'm in a political position, and I'm outspoken, and I'm just, you know, trying to have some security, but you really haven't got any, you know. I could be whisked away, and anyway, I want to say what happened to there, and I remember we used to go past Tamawil a lot, and there was really racist writing up on the water tower on the hill above the town. You've seen that? I don't have to, I could repeat, I could say the words that were on it, but I won't, but it was catastrophic, I think, you know. I really like to tell the world what was said on it, but anyway, maybe later. But what happened to the guy in the cell? He was arrested and in the cell, and there was a fire in the cell, and the fire brigade arrived. He was a Murray fella in the cell in Queensland here in Australia, and he was in the cell, and the fire brigade come, or some people come, I don't have the paper in front of me somewhere, and the police said, leave him alone, but he was moving about, and they said, no, he's finished, and he was moving about. You know the one I'm talking about, eh?
Yeah, I'm picking it up, yeah, brother, yep.
Yeah, this is in Queensland, out of Tamawil, I think it was. What's your country, brother?
Cloncurry,
yeah, I want to get it right, Cloncurry, that's where I think it was, and that haunts me, thinking about that fella's death and thinking what the fire brigade, I mean, it did all come out, or whoever was come there, the fire in the cell and how that happened, and they said he was finished and he was alive and moving, and they covered it up.
And over the years, that's been the tool, the vehicle that they've used in regarding, well, black deaths in custody.
It's instilled terror. I've got the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination thing. I was there in Canberra when they released that, and I crashed over the barriers that day and joined the protest. And we I know that because I've delivered a lot of information and sort of homes half a tent embassy too. You've been here, it's everything, mate. And the day you come, I was worried about sound quality of tape and 20. Mm. And I've just been on the back of it. But I wanted to mention that death in custody in Queensland. I'm trying to deal with the council over my own grave situation. Yes. And I've told them. I'm sorry I wasn't at the protest in Cairns, but I've told them this morning in the council that I will protest myself outside that place for my own grave to be paid for next to my Murray missus. And,
exactly.
And I will do that. I will paint my wagon, and you know I'm capable of doing that, and I've been quiet because I'm in a police state and I don't want to be taken away.
Actions speaks louder than words sometimes, my brother.
Yeah. And I have to do that. I have to do it. And I told them I want to solve it peacefully, and they said, I'll go and talk to your local council. I said, hey, you're the council. and I said, I don't argue with white people.
Exactly. We'll talk soon, Tony. That's Tony Gibbs there having his say. Yarn Up Strong, calling all the way from Gordonville, regular caller. Thank you very much, Tony. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Don't forget the text number. If you don't want to be having yarns on the air, you can text us 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So many ways you can communicate with us. Get off your chest, let it all out, and tell us your thoughts in regards to Black Lives Matter. Talk about COVID-19, where we're sitting at the moment. We're not out of the woods just yet, but everything's upon us. Here we are in 2020, and coming up to end of June here very soon. Half the year gone, and missed 2020. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Now we say Black Lives Matter, but ish, the fact of matter is we just black matter to them. This just keep happening. Let me hear you, oh my, oh my. Let me hear you, oh my, yeah. Oh my. This one right here for Marenji, this one right here for Bowger. Bullet men be my enemy, these killers be running around still, serving and protecting white men like a dog with no leash. I'm drunk off what you sold me, yeah, it's my off with the police. Now we say Black Lives Matter, but it's the fact of matter is we just black matter to them. This just keep happening, let me hear. Elijah, Kalgoorlie, raise your lighters and watch that before them could burn down with the murderous liars. He killed a 14-year-old and it's still no hear, no see, no. I fear that there will be no justice ever for my people. So what you finna do, huh? They running this shit, we're running the clip when the government's all in it. The Royal Commission ain't shit. And man, I'm scared of getting popped by me. Help for them cop, right? It's one for York, this one for Hickey. Next it could be our sock. Now we say Black Lives Matter, but ish, the fact of matter is we just black matter. This shit keep happening, let me hear you, oh my, oh my. Let me hear you, oh my.
A decade of public mourning for a life tragically lost. It doesn't make it easier. Still the same, still suffering, still no justice.
17-year-old TJ Hickey was impaled on a fence at Waterloo after coming off his bike in 2004. His death sparked a riot, leaving more than 40 police officers injured. A coroner found TJ's death was a freak accident and there was no evidence of a police pursuit. The Hickey family and supporters maintain he was chased to his death.
Enough is enough. We have done nothing wrong. You murdered TJ. We didn't.
It's been a long campaign. No one is planning on giving up.
This world's been going too long. My time. The fact
practice social distancing, which includes staying 1.5 metres away from others as much as you can.
Yeah, me ni ano mesremo ya katremo se coronavirus na abano. Bruni free se social distance se se ti o free wu ni anchen. Free ni anchen anamon baako ene kopem anamon baako ne fa. Kokoro wonsa fa se mena ni studio na kokoro wonsa. Wu wie so a hwese obetina tie na wu mpue na wu fa yare ye no enkonko ye obi a. E ti coronavirus no anamon a ban si ye ntu.
Yeah, Reverend Coffey, thank you very much. COVID-19 special here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Baldy and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry with your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up now with Jack Wilkie Jans on the line. My brother, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Brother, let That's the mob right. know who you mob. Where you from, brother?
So Tepetiki and Chungunji from Mapoon on the Western Cape of Cape York Peninsula and the Wangi tribe down in the Gulf there. So and I'm living in Cairns these days.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother. Been marches around this beautiful country of ours regarding black deaths in custody, Black Lives Matter. Give us a bigger update in regarding the march here in Cairns on Saturday, my brother.
So the march was held yesterday
on Sunday,
Park from 3 o'clock it started. Started pretty much on time. It was a bit rainy and I'd gotten there about an hour earlier to sort of, you know, hang around the periphery and maybe find something to eat. And there weren't a lot of people and I thought, oh, the rain's keeping everyone away. And then I came back from, you know, a quick little walk and I think they probably, I didn't get the count, but I think they would have gotten close to the 3,000 attendees that they were hoping for. So that's it was an incredible amount of people.
And look, all in peace and a strong march in regarding them putting the message out there, standing behind our brothers and sisters in America, but strongly for our mob here in our own country, yep.
That's right. I mean, it was organised.
You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was organised, the Cairns one was organised by Hamela, who's an African-American lady from Washington, Serena, who's got links to PNG, and they came, they acknowledge they're fairly new to the Cairns community, but they put this together as you do on Facebook, and then it just took a life of its own, and then, you know, thousands of people showed up yesterday. Yeah, it was a really good event, and yes, it was in solidarity for our American cousins. And there was a really great sign I saw, which was same story, different soil. And I thought that was really very powerful. I think it was a really good event. I think people were very mindful of the fact that we were there yesterday to show that support and solidarity for America, and of course for what happened to George Floyd, and they're also there for some of our stories here, but also we know that there will be another march, I think, held during NAIDOC week for death in custody here in Australia. So it was a really good event. I think it was great to see so many people support it because we can support both. We can show solidarity for mob over there and also, you know, march for our own people too.
Hey, look, freedom of speech, it's fantastic. We live in this country where we have freedom of speech and we'll march for our mob and we are used to marching and for all facets of First Nation people's lives in this country. And look, it's fantastic for Cairns to do their bit. And look, it went across the nation and there was some bit of flack regarding COVID-19. But as I was talking to Marindu Yana earlier this morning, he talked about that's the price that we were paying and we were ready to sacrifice in regard to getting our words being heard, yep?
I think he's very right. I mean, the event in Cairns, they were giving out free face masks, free bottles of water, encouraged people to be COVID-19 safe. And, you know, you're right, there was a lot of flack that had sort of been given, not just through the Cairns rally, but for the whole thing, you know, sure. What happened to COVID-19, you know, everyone's out there protesting. But he's right. You know, there's never been a good time for blackfellas to stand up for themselves and for blackfellas to go out there. It's never been 100% safe for us anywhere in public when we're demonstrating for rights. So I think that yeah, there was COVID-19. That was the factor. But at the end of the day, you know, we've had, you know.
Mm. Well, when you look at
it's a pandemic too, being killed by the cops.
Well, exactly. And they call in the Black Deaths in Custody and Black Lives Matter as a pandemic in regard to what's happened with black people globally by the law, so to speak. Yep.
And it is a pandemic because it starts with a sickness. It starts with a sick system and with people who are racist, and that's the sickness of the mind.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, racism, you're not born with it. And so you're teaching your children that. And that's what we're talking about, you know. It is a sickness. Mm. And I always say if you've got an idiot and you motivate him, all you get is motivated idiot.
Well, there were so many kids, there were so many young people yesterday at the Cairns one. That was something that really surprised me, was just how many people that were young, very multicultural. And they played the recording of George Floyd's murder, and it was a bit confronting. A couple of, you know, some people were triggered by it, obviously.
Sure.
Because it is confronting, but, you know, it's having the kids there, I think, was, you know, regardless of what your take on it, it's important that we let our young people know.
Sure.
That this is the reality, this is the risk, and, you know, this is what we're here for.
Sure, exactly. Because you wear a blue uniform, that means you're above the law, is the other message, you know?
That's right. And the police, I mean, I didn't hear any bad stories about the police, I didn't hear any bad stories about the protesters from, obviously, who knows what some people will invent in the next coming days.
Sure.
But as far as I'm aware, it was a perfectly peaceful, perfectly legitimate as well, perfectly legitimate protest, and I think everybody who attended and everybody who all helped organise it should be very proud of themselves.
And the other thing is, like I said, the march is the tool that we use, but we need action from government in regard to the march, and it doesn't stop there, and the fact that if it doesn't stop and doesn't change, we'll keep marching, yes?
That's right, and there's this thing about, well, what happens next, you know, what happens next, ideally, shouldn't be us organising yet another protest, or yet another rally, yet another call for justice, or yet another death in custody. I think that I understood that it wasn't a stop death in custody specific rally yesterday.
Mm.
I think one of the things that was probably lacking, but it will definitely be coming up in the one during NAIDOC that I know some people in the Cairns community are organising, is that National Death in Custody World Commission.
Yes.
The document there, I think that probably could have had a more prompt, because that's where we make the change.
Mm.
That document is an excellent document. Probably needs to be updated now, but there's so much in that document that hasn't been implemented. And one of the things I would love people to do if they have the time, spam every member of parliament with this document over and over and over again until the inboxes are full.
Yes.
Keep sending this document. It's a document that the government paid for and commissioned and have not used it. Not to its entirety, not to its full effect. And
I always say it's still sitting in the in-tray, brother.
It's still sitting in the in-tray, so keep sending it. That's what I'm going to do today, send it to all the politicians up here.
Beautiful. Jack Wilkie Jans, thank you very much for sharing, my brother. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay safe, and we'll talk soon,
eh? You too, and you to all the listeners as well.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn with deadly brother there, Jack Wilkie Jans, and talking about the march here in Cairns. Yes, us far northerners, we did our bit regarding stand up for our mob and recognising our brothers and sisters over in the States in regard to Black Lives Matter. Well, 430-odd black deaths in custody in this country and not one conviction. Go figure. Add to the conversation with 15 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba, Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National Digital Radio Service. Have you say, Mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Thank you.
story that is right. In the story, a group of people sitting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. You wonder from society is strong. Every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies, like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons, now is our only trade. To all the immigrants, look how much we've made. You look down through your noses to see the black men groveling down at your feet, with weary eyes looking.
Yeah, beautiful track, Brisbane Blacks, Mop and the Dropouts, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to your mob there in Brizzy, to Delhi, marching up strong there, your mob, and look, stand up for our rights. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416 on National Talk Black. Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, going to catch up now. We've got Greg on the line. Greg, good morning, how are you?
Very, very well, Trinity Trev.
Brother, good to hear your voice. How are you travelling, all right?
Yeah, good, the football's back on.
Rugby league, yeah, who's your team, bro?
Storm, of course.
Melbourne Storm, yes. They had a win. Who did they play against? They played against
22-8. It looked tight, around half time, but after half time, and then they just come home.
Did their bit. The Tigers had it, but threw it away. Field goal, lovely field goal there by Benji Marshall, but dropped the ball or didn't attack the ball on the kickoff, and then Titans came back. Queensland team came back.
Wow, that's something, isn't it?
AFL starts this Thursday, so pretty exciting.
Yes, yes, and the motor racing is coming back too in June, so it's all happening.
Slowly but surely, but we must be complacent. I believe they opened up the gates as well visitors, supporters to go along to the football as well. So still a bit scary times in regard to COVID-19, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss those cardboard cutouts, aren't they? Like.
Exactly. Yeah, there was Hitler there once.
Yeah, so it's good. We're back on track and, we got something for the, work hard all week and then get some good sport for the weekend. Mm. It's terrific. So, and it's good business.
It is good business, and they're talking about normality back in their lives, and that's what we're looking for. But we still need to be very careful in regard to COVID-19, no vaccine for the virus.
Yeah, and I think, too, when we look at sport, it's neutral. It's, you've got all shapes and sizes, all colours and creed, and they're all on the field together playing footy. They help each other up when they knock each other over.
Exactly. And then high five at the end of the game. Leave it on the field.
Yeah, it all works out. A little mistake here and there, but, it's good to see. So if we can keep that attitude up as we go through our walk in life, keep a smile on our dial.
It's a good tool for building bridges in sports, isn't it?
Some rubbish that's going on, and, like Trump said the other day, it's all right to protest, but don't go smashing up everything.
Yeah, point taken. I gotta keep moving, Greg. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, yarning with Bully on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. It's 11:50 in sunny North Queensland, 10 minutes ago here on the program, National Talk Black. Squeezing the yarn, squeezing the call, 1-800-422-416. And I believe we're catching up now with Trevor Peckham on the line. My brother, namesake.
Go here on the program, National Talk Black. Hey. Squeezing the yarn, squeezing the call, 1-800-422-416.
Brother, you there?
416.
Trevor, I can hear radio in the background. You there? Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yeah, good morning, family.
Hey, good morning, brother. How you going, brother?
Yeah, I'm in like flying nice.
Let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Trevor Peckham?
Yeah, well, I'm here, local family to Cairns. Grew up in Meridji. Got bloodline from Meridji. And just living life like totally awesome.
Too deadly, brother. Did you make the march here in Cairns on Saturday, on Sunday?
That's me.
You there, bro? Can you hear me?
That's like totally awesome.
Yeah, did you hear me? Did you make it? Yeah, I can hear you, brother. If you got your radio on, turn it down, brother. I can hear myself yarning up there. You there? Can you hear me?
Can you still hear me?
I can, my brother. Did you make the march on Sunday? Trevor Peckham, can you hear me? Try again, brother. Call me back. Call me back. That's Trevor Peckham. They just want to get his feedback regarding all the march. Want to know if he made the march here on Cairns for Black Lives Matter and protests in Cairns and black deaths in custody. And look, a very powerful march across the nation. Fantastic. And around the globe. So all in togetherness as one, having your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We'll try again with Trevor Peckham, try and get him back on the line. And you can catch up with all the news here on our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, and see all our podcasts, all our daily photos and our shots and our yarn. So that's another way of tuning in to Murray Radio. And the text number 045-714-0550. I'll try again with Brother Trevor Peckham on the line. I think we're at Selwyn, actually. Selwyn, you there? Good afternoon.
Yeah, brother. The silence is deafening, brother.
Yes.
Would have been good to hear from Colin Dillon, brother, the book of Country of Silence. You've got a book. The Police Commissioner of Queensland got sacked, of course, the Stirling Inquiry, and it was him as a whistleblower that it contributed to the Job Ejector piece and getting chucked out. And it was the time when Calvin Coleman was labeled in Mount Isa, brother. Mm. And which is Black Lives Matter. The silence is deafening. What I really meant was Buffy St. Marie, brother. She's American. Native American activist, brother, and I never hear much at all from the Native Americans, brother, and of course, they like us, I can identify more with them because they're the First Nation people. But I wrote two letters to Campbell Bulletin, King Post, because of this, what the fella from Dunway in Governor, I forgot his name, but he's originally from South Africa, and he said, you know, we're copying Americans, brother, we're copying America. Since when does Black Americans have a monopoly of human rights, brother? And it's good for them to say, when the United States sneezed because of cold, a lot of stuff from America, the twist came from America, brother. The black man, Jimmy Jacob, brother, a lot of stuff. It's good for them to take American stuff. I mean, like Marilyn was talking about, Pine Gap, brother, it's good for them. But human rights is, Black Americans don't have it, and it was would have been good to hear internationally from Buffy St. Marie on Colin Dillon, brother. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you very much. Thank you, brother. That's our Southern Net regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's coming to a time where Murray got a sign off your mob. I thank you very much for your company here on National Talk Black, a tool for our mob, a voice for our people. And look, do utilise it. But you can do that by our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM, or our text 045-714-0550. And otherwise, just call and add to the conversation on 1-800-422-416. But you may have to do that call tomorrow. And yarn with us strongly here on the First Nation radio station. Don't forget the Australian government's national COVID-19 helpline, because we're not out of the woods yet with regards to the virus. We haven't got a vaccine. 1-800-020-080. And there are still cases around the country, around the globe, and we still need to be safe, and they want the borders to open up. Some people agree with it, some people disagree, but it is the world that we're living in at the moment. But your mob, thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. And yeah, black lives do matter. A strong mob for march on the black deaths in custody. Stay as one, your mob, too deadly.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
There was a friend of mine on murder.
the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking the rocks on a chain gang, breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak, and I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. How I wish that I could fly. All in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. Got to be free. Lady being fooled with by another man. She was down and he was up, had a gun in his hand. Bullets starting to fly everywhere, and people start to scream. Big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his wife had been. But it was all in the name. Racing. Freedom, he was chasing. Spirits dying, no use trying. But he made it out with a sheet around his neck.